The Daily Express has an exclusive story that Palestine generals have made a conditional offer to the United Nations to cease activities for the moment. The conditions are, the report says, that military courts in Palestine are abolished and that the United Nations intervenes to hold up five expected death sentences on terrorists. The Times, in an editorial, condemns organizations which it says supply the terrorists with guns and weapons for a safe system. And it attacks the veterans from domination newspapers spreading the terrorists. Of the terrorist campaign against Britain, it says that until recent measures was understandable and very perverse, in the aim was to force a change of policy on Britain as the man of her power in Palestine. But now that the Palestine problem has gone to the United Nations,
this is the British Broadcasting Corporation.
You have just heard the news rebroadcast from ABC. You are now tuned to the British Far Eastern Broadcasting Service, radiating from Singapore, and we now present the first talk in our series, Literature of the British Empire.
In the middle of the last century, there has been a slow but sure development throughout the empire,